TBS host Samantha Bee raise hell in every restaurant Alito eats at for the rest of his life. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 24, 2022. TBS's Full Frontal host Samantha Bee reacted to the U.S. Supreme Court overruling Roe v. Wade on Friday by calling on Americans to raise hell in every restaurant Alito eats at for the rest of his life, adding, "If Republicans have made our lives hell, it's time to return the favor. I can't describe how painful it is to be here now. In a place where the Supreme Court has the power to erase 50 years of constitutional law," Bee lamented during her Friday episode of Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. "Make no mistake, this is not where it ends," she declared. "Conservatives will not rest until they have come for all of our rights. Everything we have fought for could be lost, unless we take it back. Watch below." Bee went on to say that the fight for the ability of women to kill their unborn children is not just about voting in November. "It's about doing everything in our power to protect and help vulnerable people access abortion across state lines. And we have to raise hell in our cities, in Washington. In every restaurant just as Alito eats it for the rest of his life. Because if Republicans have made our lives hell, it's time to return the favor," the TBS host added. Bee was reacting to the Supreme Court overruling Roe v. Wade on Friday, holding in the Dobbs case that the Constitution does not include a right to abortion and returning the issue of abortion laws and regulations to state legislatures. The Full Frontal host is just one of many celebrities having a public meltdown over the court's Friday ruling. Actress Rosanna Arquette reacted to the life-saving decision by proclaiming the death of America and claiming that the court gives Americans more freedoms when it comes to firearms than it does for women who want to kill their unborn children. Brothers star Billy Eichner, who has filming partnerships with Universal Pictures and Amazon Studios, reacted by attacking Christians in an all-caps Twitter meltdown, declaring, "Get your fictional hateful Bible stories and so-called religious bullshit out of people's lives," adding, "Fuck you." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.